This week's parasha, we're introduced to the light of creation, Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu, Hashem Yisbaruch even describes Avraham Avinu as a light. Chazal say in the Medrash that Hashem Yisbaruch looked at the generations of the flood and the generations of dispersion, and he said, how long is the world going to go in darkness like this? Yehi or, let there be light. And Chazal say the light means Avraham Avinu. So who was Avraham Avinu? What does it mean to be a Yid? That's really the question. What's the secret of Avraham Avinu? What's the secret to that relationship that he had to God that made it so different than all the tzaddikim that came before him? What's unique? What's unique to that relationship between the Rabbanu Shalom and the Jew? So there's an interesting pasuk. The pasuk in the sixth parasha tells us how Hashem Yisbaruch promises Avraham Avinu a number of times how you're going to get Eretz Yisrael. You're going to get the land. Not only are you just going to get the land, you're going to have children. You'll see that you and Sarah are going to have children, even though they were very old and they weren't able to have children at that time. And the pasuk says the following thing. It says, the Hemen Ba'Hashem, that Avraham Avinu believed in Hashem, he trusted Hashem, v'yachshaveh lo tzedakah. And it was, the simple way of translating it is, and God saw Avraham Avinu's faith and considered it a good deed. V'yachshaveh lo tzedakah. And it was counted to Avraham Avinu like an act, like a good deed, tzedakah. There's a different way to interpret that pasuk in the following way, which is as follows. The essence of being a Yid, the secret of being a Yid, is the Rabbanu Shalom wants to give us. But Hashem Yisbaruch is afraid. Hashem has a fear. Hashem is afraid that if He gives us, then maybe we'll lose sight of who is giving the gift to us. And we'll just get lost in the pleasure of the experience. Therefore, Hashem Yisbaruch was afraid to give good things to Noach. Hashem Yisbaruch was afraid to give good things to earlier generations before Avraham Avinu, because he was saying to himself, listen, if I give them good things, then maybe they'll lose sight again and they'll get lost in the gift. What was unique to Avraham Avinu, what made Avraham Avinu so amazing, and this is the essence of what it means to be a Yid, is that Avraham Avinu said to Rabbanu Shalom, Hashem Yisbaruch, I'm ready to receive. Why? Do you know why I want to receive from you? Because I know how happy you are when you give. Avraham Avinu's focus was, I'll receive from the Rabbanu Shalom. I'm ready to take everything He gives me. But not because I enjoy, not because for me. Because I know how much nachas ruach, how much pleasure, so to speak, the Rabbanu Shalom gets by giving to us. And this is why Avraham Avinu's whole tactic in terms of Kiruv was what? Is that he would have people come to his home, as we know. Eshel, Achila, Shesia, Velina. He would give them food, he would give them drink, and give them a place to sleep. And after everything was over, they would say to him, thank you very much, Avram. And he would say, don't thank me. What are you thanking me? You think I'm the one that has this? So the person says, who should we be thanking? He says, thank the Rabbanu Shalom. Thank the Rabbanu Shalom, the creator of all universes. Why did Avram Avinu, why was that his trick? Like it was just a good Kiruv trick to get people full and happy and get them in a good mood. That aspect of Avraham Avinu teaching people that every gift that you have in life, thank Hashem for, return it to God, the depth of that message is that receive things that Hashem Yisbaruch wants to give you, but as long as you acknowledge that it's the Rabbanu Shalom that gives it to you, then that gives Him great pleasure, and that's the point. The point is not for us to receive. The point is the pleasure that we give the Rabbanu Shalom by allowing Him to give to us. That's the secret of being a Yid. The secret of being a Yid is Hemen Ba'Hashem, he trusted in Hashem, v'yachshaveh lo tzedakah, and that was considered an act of charity to the Rabbanu Shalom. He was giving to the Rabbanu Shalom by believing in God. How are you giving to God by accepting such a promise? Avraham Avinu is sitting back, and Hashem Yisbaruch promises him, you're going to have children, you're going to have unbelievable things, you're going to have a good name and wealth and everything good in life. And says the pasuk, it's as if Avraham Avinu, by hearing that, by receiving those blessings, it's as if he's giving to God. How is he giving to God? Because when Avraham Avinu receives it, and he says thanks to the Rabbanu Shalom, he gives Haidah v'Shevach, he praises the Rabbanu Shalom, and acknowledges everything I have is coming from Him, then that itself is giving Nachas Ruach to the Rabbanu Shalom by allowing Him to give to us in a way that we recognize Him. And that's the point. The secret of being a Yid is to be someone who, when we receive from the Rabbanu Shalom, our focus is on the pleasure, allowing the Rabbanu Shalom the pleasure to give to us. That's the secret of being a Yid. So Hashem should help, we should be zaycha to be showered with abundance of Shefa and Bracha and Atzlacha on all levels. for the one simple schus of the fact that the reason why we want these things, it's not for us. If the Rebbeinu Shlomo doesn't want to give it to us, we're also fine. The reason why we want it is because it makes us so happy to give. And if that's our focus, if that's our focus of thanking the Rebbeinu Shlomo, of acknowledging the source of our blessing, and realizing that that's ultimately the reason why we're doing this, why we're receiving, is to give Hashem the ability to give, then the Rebbeinu Shlomo says, Lech Lecha, and I'm going to give you blessing and all good things. We should be zeichet to experience that, and to come to Shabbos with Menuchas HaNefesh, Menuchas HaGuf, and experience both individually and collectively the redemption of our people. Be as called tzedek, and here we mean it.
Thank you, Hashem. Thank you, Hashem.